Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on 17 years. He's been joining us as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's the author of 10,000 Commandments and our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Also, Copy Fights. That's another one of his books that he co-authored.
Yeah, the digital copyright debate and things like that. So anything involving the regulatory state. We talk about taxes a lot, but we also need to talk about hidden tax regulation. So
which he co-authored.
Quite a good bit.
Which he co-authored with our other buddy, Adam Thierer. Mm-hmm. How's Adam, by the way? I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's doing great. You know, one of the key issues that everybody's debating now is privacy, and especially now with drones and driverless cars and the networks that those are going to involve in your personal data, debates over cybersecurity and things like that. All of that stuff still concerns us, so Adam's got a really deep interest in the privacy thing.
Yep.
It was always a passion, addressing that properly.
I got to get him back over here. Tell him I asked about him. So you know, of course, you've been, for 20 years probably, at least, maybe more, you've been studying the regulatory state of the government.
Yeah, I'm still the same age, though.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And you've been reporting on it with me for 17 years. And the thing that I've been saying for a long time is that we could grow the economy, in my opinion, over a 2-year period, we could grow the economy with an extra 1% minimum built in GDP growth a year if we would sunset every regulation.
Yes.
And every regulation has to be reauthorized. Every single one has to be reauthorized by Congress. It would give them enough to do that they wouldn't be doing some of the other stupid things they do. And if it isn't reauthorized, it goes away. We've gotten to the point, Wayne, where we've created so many regulations, and none of them have gone away, to where regulations are killing the economy. You know it, I know it, and now comes the RAINS Act. Tell us about it.
Well, I just want to say something about the sunsetting. You mentioned this a lot, and you're going to be happy to know that there is a bill to do just that, and this is one of the debates that comes up quite a bit. You want regulations to have an expiration date on them, like a carton of milk does,
right?
And they need to go. They need to go away. I think the issue you have is, I was just meeting with House leadership earlier this week on this RAINS Act. The RAINS Act basically is the one that says, okay, for every big fat regulation that comes out of the 50 plus departments, agencies, and commissions. Remember, there are 3,500 regulations a year. Mm-hmm. It's only about 100 of them that are these so-called economically significant.
Mm-hmm.
RAINS would say for those big regulations, they got to go back to Congress, and Congress needs to give an affirmative vote on them. This just passed in the House of Representatives. I think it's
now extremely
important.
You're saying when the regulation is promulgated by the agency, it has to go back to the Congress?
Exactly. In other words, take a specific example. This Waters the United States rule that came out of the EPA, what our general counsel calls the Moistures of the United States rule that has come out. That rule, rather than going into effect, would go back to Congress, and Congress would have to okay it. It could do it in any expedited
fashion. Whereas in the past, the Congress would pass a law, the agency would promulgate the rules, and you and I'd have to comply with it without any filter.
Right. The EPA exists as this independent lawmaking body.
Right.
You know, there's a whole body
Making a carbon dioxide a dangerous gas by fiat.
Doing it of its own accord. There's a great body of thought now, and I mean it's not new, but this scholar Philip Hamburger has put it together. His book is called "Is Administrative Law Unlawful?" And he says that this this extreme delegation of power from Congress to agencies that's giving us these mm-hmm. things that we got to talk about sending it back to Congress, or we got to mm-hmm. talk about sunsetting it. I mean, think about what that really means. It means Congress has given up its power to make law
That's right.
to these unelected agencies. And Hamburger says this is like a resurgence of the old monarchal right of
That's
kings
right.
to do
That's
what they
right.
please. And this is exactly the
That's
kind
exactly
of thing our
right.
Constitution does not prevent.
And the regulation oftentimes doesn't resemble the intent of the law.
It doesn't, because the agencies can... I mean, think about any.
That's when the ideology. It goes through a political process, but when it gets to the agency, it becomes ideology. Then,
absolutely, and because they have permanent people in there who are yeah. driven by the you know, what they see as clean environment or labor policy,
and then the appointees who have the ideology come in there and who run the show, the political appointees by each of the presidents. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.